pick something that you think a human is really asking you about. So I guess the example that I like to go to for something like this is, let's say I train on a bunch of workbooks and a bunch of text from the internet. That's not a workbook, right? So maybe a workbook has questions like, oh, what is the capital of the United States? Followed by, oh, what is the capital of France? And maybe other things have words like, what is the capital of the United States? Followed by Washington, D.C. And so as a user, if I input in ChatGPT, what is the capital of the United States? I want it to give me the answer, Washington, D.C. But the training data might say, well, it's equally likely to predict what is the capital of France as the next line, because it's seen those two lines next to each other a lot in the training data. So this idea of reinforcement learning with human feedback is saying, well, actually, you should really output Washington, D.C. in these examples, because you should kind of have an idea. You should learn what humans are looking for. And so there was kind of some seminal work in that domain that really made ChatGPT super good.
Yeah, so there's a lot of talk about resource consumption with AI and how mm-hmm. that's going to be a growing concern as time goes on. And obviously, NVIDIA has become one of the world's largest companies off the back of powering AI training and inference. Can you explain to the audience a little bit why it requires such massive computing resources to run these models and why these resources are so specialized to companies like NVIDIA?
So I guess, yeah, there's two questions. One is, why does it require so much resources? And so one of the things that like the AI community has found in the last 10 years is that the way to have a better model...
Hello, my fellow Americans. I would just like to say now, as an expert on the subject, that WRCT Pittsburgh does not blow. Thank you.
Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruising the Decades, Brad Savage. Brad Savage.
This is where the magic happens. Musical history, recorded sound, and the miracle of radio broadcasting. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades, episode number 151, cruisinthedecades.com. And on today's show, remembering Mick Ralphs and Lou Christie, plus a well-beloved song of the musical My Fair Lady. In 1985... on the big screen and in Motown with producer Rick James. And a song unlike anything else in the psychedelic late 60s, a song I only recently discovered with a little help from our close personal friends, the Black Keys. It's Cruisin' the Decades, one song per decade. We'll begin in 1912 with a very delightful love song by two of the biggest pop singers of the teens and 20s, Ada Jones and Billy Murray, together. This is so delightful. It's called Be My Little Bumblebee on Cruisin' the Decades.
Billy Bumble used to mumble round the rosemary,
where she would meet him, greet him, and then treat him to some honey sprees.
Then start a buzzing in a dozen different loving keys. Be my little baby bumblebee.
Buzz around, keep a buzzing round.
Bring home all the honey love to me.
Little bee, little bee. little bee,
let me spend the happy hours roving with you amongst the flowers. And when we get where no one else can see,
cuddle up,
be my little baby bumblebee.
Buzz around, keep a buzz around.
We'll be just as happy as can be.
You and me.
Honey, keep a buzzin', please. I've got a dozen cousin bees,
but I want you to be my baby bumblebee. Willie, he flew o'er the leaves to call on her mama and her papa bee.
Papa bee said, goodness me, and mama said, we'll see.
If you can pay your way for every day, the price of honey grows dear.
But little Queenie said, that's for Sweeney, and whispered in his ear, be my little baby bumblebee.
Buzz around, keep a buzzing round.
Bring home all the honey love to me.
Little bee.
Let me spend the happy hours roving with you amongst the flowers. And when we get where no one else can see,
cuddle up.
Be my little baby bumblebee.
Buzz around, keep a buzzing round.
We'll be just as happy as can be.
You and me.
Honey, keep a buzzin', please. I've got a dozen cousin bees,
but I want you to be my baby bumblebee.
Can hear the improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
the Decades with 100 years of music and music history appreciation. That's quite a remarkable selection right there. That's from guitarist Sylvester Weaver. It's called Guitar Rag. Beautiful instrumental from 1923. Cruising the Decades, moving into the 1930s with a great large band, Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy. And he was one of just a handful of black band leaders in the big band era. This is called Until the Real Thing Comes Along on Cruising the Decades, 1936.
I would work for you, I'd slave for you, I'd be a beggar or a knave for you. If that ain't love, it'll have to do. Until the real thing comes along, I'd gladly move the earth for you, to prove my love, dear, and its worth for you. If that ain't love, it'll have to do. Until the real thing comes along, with all the words, dear, at my command, I just can't make you understand. I'll always love you, darling, come what may. My heart is yours, what more can I say? I beg for you, I'd lie for you, I'd draw the stars down from the sky for you. If that ain't love, it'll have to do. Until the real thing comes along. Is yours, what more can I say? I would rob, steal, beg, borrow, and I'd lie for you. I'd draw the stars down from the sky for you. If that ain't love, it'll have to do. Until the real thing comes along.
An audio journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, from swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the Global Edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
My sugar is so refined, she's one of them high class kind. She doesn't wear a hat, she wears a chapeau. She goes to see a cinema, but never a show. My sugar is so refined, she's got a real high class mind. She never buys a dress, it's always a frock. She always winds her timepiece up, but never her clock.
She says tomato instead of tomato. She She says potato instead of potato.
And you should see how she holds a cup of tea with just two fingers while she sticks out three.
My sugar is so refined. She's one of them high-class kind.
She never shares a kiss. She lets our lips unite. But oh, it feels like kissing. Each kiss is dynamite. I wonder what she thinks of each time I hold her tight. Oh, she's so refined.
My sugar is real refined. Got the finest kind of mind. She never eats a meal, she dines or sups. And dogs are little canine friends, they're never pups.
She says banana instead of banana. She says piano instead of piano. And you should see how she sits on her settee.
Cake and coffee balanced on one knee.
My sugar is so refined.
She's one of them high-class kind.
She acts just like her name is Mrs. Vanderloon.
And though I love her and we'll be married soon,
I wonder what she'll do when we're on our honeymoon.
Oh, she's so refined. She's so refined.
It's Cruising the Decades with Johnny Mercer and the Pied Pipers, a real music biz giant, a performer and singer and band leader, yes, and also a notable songwriter of many famous songs that live on very, very well to today and will live forever in the pop music vernacular. Plus, he was also a co-founder of Capitol Records, so a big music industry executive. And we'll move into the 1950s with a very, very beloved song of the musical My Fair Lady. This is the 1956 soundtrack version, Vic Damone, along with Percy Faith and his orchestra and chorus, On the Street Where You Live. Perhaps the most famous version of this magnificent song from music's glorious past. It's Cruisin' the Decades.
To know somehow you are near. I have often walked on this street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. Are there lilac trees in the heart of town? Can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment suddenly appear? People stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would ride.
global radio show that spotlights a love of all genres of music and sharing that eclectic music over the airwaves everywhere. This is Cruisin' the Decades with over 100 years of music on like-minded radio outlets everywhere. Stations that value music and community. There's something special about radio and signals over the air. One broadcast to an audience of many simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. This is Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition.
Lou Christie came out of the Pittsburgh, PA area beginning in the early 60s and inspired by American Bandstand. Became quite a hit maker into the 60s and 70s. We lost Lou Christie at age 82 recently. One of his biggest hits, this is Lightning Strikes from 1966 on Cruisin' the Decades. Remembering Lou Christie.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. Adio. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Adio. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Adio. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. When I see the lips begging to be kissed, stop. I can't stop.
No, I can't stop myself. Lightning striking again. Lightning striking again.
Nature's taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together fine, if she's in my
in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make.
Remembering Lou Christie with his biggest hit from 1966. CruisinTheDecades.com. Over 100 years of music. And we're going to hang out for a bonus track in the late 60s, the psychedelic era. Now, I've got this song that my good buddies, the Black Keys, recently introduced me to. I was at a record hop at an underground dance club in Philadelphia with the Black Keys for a radio industry conference just a short while ago. And the idea was the Black Keys were there DJing obscure 60s and 70s soul and R&B and psychedelic records. It was quite a sock hop, if you will. Well, one of the songs they played, I had never heard this before, and it knocked me out. This is a song called I'm Alive by Johnny Thunder. late 60s psychedelic R&B. This is the underground famous version of the song, although Tommy James and the Shondells did this song as well. But the one in record collector circles that is greatly revered is this one by Johnny Thunder. In fact, Bob Dylan was interviewed in the late 60s and said it was one of the greatest records he's ever heard. He's on the record talking about this song, inspired by the genuine expression of feeling alive. This is Johnny Thunder, I'm Alive, from 1968, Cruising the Decades. To give the assist on introducing that song to my famous friends. Well, I was at an event where they were talking about and playing that song. My friends Dan Auerbach and Patrick Carney, the Black Keys, who hail from Akron, Ohio. Originally, that's where the Black Keys got their start in the early 2000s. That's where this show originates, CruisingTheDecades.com, produced and hosted and dreamed up by the Summit FM in Akron, Ohio, and yours truly, Brad Savage, your host. Brad at thesummit.fm. Find all of our playlists and listen on demand at cruisingthedecades.com. Up next, we are remembering Mick Ralphs of Bad Company and Mott the Hoople. We lost Mick Ralphs just recently at age 81. An English guitarist, vocalist, and songwriter. Founding member of both Mott the Hoople and Bad Company, and both of those bands did a version of this song. This is a very famous song that he wrote, and the Bad Company version is the bigger hit. However, on the Mott the Hoople album, All the Young Dudes, Mick Ralphs actually sings this song, Ready for Love. It's slightly different than the Bad Company version. There's a little bit of additional lyrics on this version. Plus, it's a medley with Afterlights, the instrumental part. But let's listen in remembrance of Michael Jeffrey Ralphs. This is Mott the Hoople, Ready for Love, Cruising the Decades. remembering Mick Ralphs of Mott the Hoople and Bad Company. He wrote that song. That's the 1972 original of Ready for Love and Afterlights. Cruising the decades into the 1980s, let's talk about the big screen, the movie theaters, and the blockbuster hits of 1985. It was one of the greatest years for major motion pictures. Now listen to this. This is a TV review of Back to the Future from a British TV show in 1985. Just listen.
And let's begin with Back to the Future, the Steven Spielberg production, which has broken box office records all over America and will, I suspect, do much the same thing here. It's an engaging, hugely entertaining story of a small-town American teenager, Michael J. Fox, who's transported back in time to join his parents in their own high school days. And what parents they are. Father, Crispin Glover, is the kind of spineless wimp that everybody dumps on, and mother, Leah Thompson, is a blousy boozer. Now, all that is before Mr. Fox finds himself back in the same town 30 years earlier. And he gets there by accident, thanks to a splendidly balmy professor, Christopher Lloyd, and his souped-up, nuclear-powered DeLorean car. In 1955, the Four Aces are singing Mr. Sandman, and the film at the local cinema, which by 1985 has become a porno house, is Cattle Queen of Montana, starring Bea Stanwyck and R. Reagan. And naturally, nobody will believe that in 1985, the same R. Reagan is president of the USA. The real delight of the film is the problem facing Mr. Fox when by chance he interferes in his parents' first meeting and realizes that unless he can do something to bring them together, he himself will never be born. Michael J. Fox, who is 24 but going on 17, is very good indeed as the time traveller. Of all the Christmas blockbusters now being unveiled, Back to the Future is the one I would most warmly recommend.
That's a 1985 UK TV movie review of Back to the Future. We will revisit 1985 some 20 years on later in the show. Meanwhile, musically in 1985, for Motown Records in Detroit, Michigan, the Motor City, producer Rick James and his proteges, the Mary Jane Girls. This is In My House on Cruisin' the Decades.
We'll be right back.
Elvis Cruising the Decades. 100 years of music history. From Akron, Ohio, USA to the world via high-powered shortwave, Radio Miami International, and the 500-kilowatt blowtorch world band signal of WBCQ, the planet in Monticello, Maine. And heard on the top independent community and music radio stations in the world. Music from the lifelong record collection of Brad Savage, hand-picked song by song. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
I'm floating in the blue balloon. I feel the feeling I forgot.
Culture has developed around that band Phish and their early beginnings in the late 80s. That is Free by Phish from their album Billy Breathes from 1996. Cruisin' the Decades, over 100 years of music history, one song per decade. Now, we were talking about 1985. Let us zip forward to 2005, 20 years later. And if this song came out today, they would be doing a retro salute to around 2005. But at this point, 1985 is 40 years ago. This is 1985 by Bowling for Soup on Cruise in the Decades.
One man, what happened to her plan? She was gonna be an actress, she was gonna be a star, she was gonna shake her ass on the hood of Whitesnake's car. Her yellow SUV is now the enemy. Looks at her average life, and nothing has been alright since Bruce Springsteen, Madonna, way before Nirvana. There was U2 and Blondie, and music still on MTV. Her two kids. Every line, Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink, even St. Elmo's Fire. She rocked out to Wham, not a big Limp Bizkit fan. Thought she'd get a hand on a member of Duran Duran. Where's the mini skirt made of snake skin? And who's the other guy that's singing in Van Halen? When did reality become TV? Whatever happened to sitcoms, game shows? And bring back Springsteen, Madonna, way before Nirvana. There was U2 and Blondie, and music still on MTV. Her two kids in high school, they tell her that she's uncool, cause she's still preoccupied. 1985, Springsteen, Madonna, way before Nirvana. There was U2 and Blondie, and music still on MTV. Her two kids in high school, they tell her that she's uncool, cause she's still preoccupied.
From the studios of the Summit.fm in Akron, Ohio, USA, this is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
And
Renegade Kit is a Swedish sister indie folk duo from Stockholm. Cruise in the Decades, that'll bring us to the 2020s, and a recent release from Ottawa, Canada's Kathleen Edwards, with a number of great albums to her credit since the early 2000s. This is a new one called Save Your Soul. Kathleen Edwards, 2025, on Cruisin' the Decades.
On the run from yourself.
Your Soul on Cruise in the Decades. Now, she had an album in 2012 and then left the music business and started a coffee shop in Canada. No kidding, but she did resurface for a 2020 album. And now, 5 years later, the new record, Billionaire, Kathleen Edwards from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. Cruise in the Decades, 100 years of music. And you can find all of our shows and playlists at cruisinthedecades.com.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the Global Edition, produced for shortwave FM and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA. For correspondence or QSL, contact Brad at thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
DJ Heim from Forest, and you're listening to 88.3 WRCT.